This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Today we're asking the question to Rosa Stewart Stevens of Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy. Animal compounding. This
Absolutely.
Is kind of new and exciting.
Well, we have been doing it for years and years and years, but I did just recently come back from San Diego where we did a real comprehensive review of all the things that we can do for animals. And of course, there's always going to be new and wonderful things.
So what are some of the new innovations when it comes to compounding for animals?
Well, I think the biggest innovation would be the topical cream. When you have to do something for an animal's hide, when they are a show animal and the owner doesn't want the cream or delivery agent to mat or make the fur kind of creamy and not look nice and regular, clean and beautiful.
Right.
So using this base, we can deliver medications to the hide of the animal without ruining the look of the animal. So that's a big innovation for show animals, for
okay.
sure.
Some of the other things where this can come in handy is medications for cats.
Oh, well, no, this is a different one. For cats is a transdermal delivery form where we're trying to get it into the bloodstream.
Okay.
The first one is just for topical application. The other one now for cats is trying to get the meds into the bloodstream. And we do that by applying the medication with a driver into the ear, onto the ear. So you get your little kitty cat on your lap, you're patting your cat, then you apply one drop of the medication onto your finger and then apply it gently onto their ears. And instead of dealing with fangs and claws, you have your lovely kitty cat loving you and purring on your lap.
Well, I know we've spoken in the past about transdermals for people.
Yes.
Does it just deliver better when you can get it onto the skin and into the bloodstream that way versus maybe ingestion?
Well, you get ingestion or absorption through the gastrointestinal tract, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But in some cases, it's better to deliver it directly to the area of pain or of infection. And sometimes it's just better to save your fingers and apply it to the cat's ear. So one little thing, I don't know if I have a moment to talk about our dog preparation for dog's ears. When we have infections in dog's ears and the doctor has diagnosed the bacteria that's causing a problem, we have a delivery system that will coat the ear like an Easter bunny. An Easter bunny has that hollow shell.
Right.
So you apply this to the ear and it just coats the whole area, delivers the antibiotic to the tissues over a 7-day period. You take your animal back to the vet and the vet can wash it out.
If you've got questions, you can get a hold of my friend Rosa Stewart Stevens at Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy. Give a call 922-8959, text 961-0177, or hit them up on Facebook.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.